First quarter is over as we begin the second quarter of play. Texans leading it 13-7 over Bandera. Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson from Bulldog Stadium here in Bandera. Beautiful night. Low 60s the temperature. Breezy. Bandera now facing a third down and eight from the Texans 31-yard line. Adams from the shotgun again. Takes the snap. Rolls right. Pressure. A lot of pressure, and he's thrown down back at the 42-yard line. Sacked is Adams. It'll be fourth down.
Yeah, Carruthers got him again. We saw saw him got a sack earlier and got him another one right there. Just wouldn't let him go.
So Bandera now will be forced to punt as they send Connor Cheshire in the ball game. Fourth down, and they'd have to get way down to the 22-yard line. So it's fourth and 20. So they're going to punt the ball away. Colby Crowder stands at about his 14-yard line to return the kick here. Cheshire takes the snap. They look like he thought about throwing it, and he's just going to kick a little line drive. He's got the wind in his face as it goes out of bounds at about the 31-yard line. Texans will take over.
And
he did look like he wanted to throw it, didn't he, Jared?
For a minute, he actually had some decent blocking on the right-hand side right there, but that gives us a little bit of idea. We saw Wyatt's punt earlier about 16 yards. That one was about 15, 16 as well. So
yeah,
that wind could be that was more of a pooch punt, probably trying to keep it under that wind, it looked like, but kind of gives us a little bit of an idea of what that wind is doing out there.
The officials now are going to have yet another meeting after a flag. So this game is getting off to whatever the opposite of smooth is, that kind of start.
I believe that everybody that is watching and everybody that is listening may think that this one may take till 11:30 tonight.
Oh, good. Personal foul against the Texans. So they're going to mark it off now, and Texans will have to start pretty deep in their own territory.
And I guess I wasn't watching close enough to figure out what it was. I apologize for those out there trying to see what that was. I don't have any idea what the personal foul was.
They're going to put it back at the Wimberley 16-yard line. That's where the Texans will take over, first down and 10. 11:35 left to play in the second quarter. Halftime will let you enjoy the bands. Weeks under center. Try to give you some scores at halftime as well. Here's Kipperus now looking right side. Cuts inside to the 20. That's where he's going to be brought down. Pickup of about 3. It'll be second down and 7. Kipperus just kind of ran out of running room looking for a hole to run through.
Yeah, there's a sideline over there and just kind of didn't end up stretching it out quite wide enough on that play. But a gain nonetheless. We got second down right here.
Weeks will once again go under center.
Get our first look at Moss Carruthers in the backfield here.
Carruthers kind of at a fullback position. No, he's going to get it right up the middle. He's going to power his way forward. He's got the first down and more. Picked up about 10 yards out near the 30. See where they spot it. They're going to spot it at the 29. First down, Wimberley.
Yeah, good run by Moss right there. Just sticking his nose up in there. Make one cut to the left-hand side and stretches it out for the first down. Actually rolled over the defender to get about 2 extra yards.
Sure did. Kind of spun his body. Ball placed down at the 29-yard line. First and 10 for the Texans. Again, Carruthers in the backfield. And the turn and the give up the middle left side to the 40. Look out, that's Cockerham to the 45. And down near midfield is Jake Cockerham. He just steps off 20 yards.
I saw a flag fly somewhere in there, so we're...
Oh, good.
Yeah, we're...
Another flag.
Another one. You think they run out of those things by chance?
Evidently not. It's going to be holding against the Texans. So bring it back. Another big play is all for naught.
I wonder if Jake's thinking, hey, I should just stop carrying the ball.
Yeah, what is the deal here? He's thinking.
He's got about 65 yards of rushing and two penalties, taking them both back now.
Yeah, Jake's going to be a little ornery after this one. They still haven't decided, as Texans break the huddle, the officials haven't decided where they're going to spot the ball. They're going to back it up to the 22-yard line. It'll be first down again. 22 yards to go. Ball at the 22-yard line now for the Texans. And the give is to Cockerham. Right side, look out, 30. 35, and spun down after a pickup of about 12 yards is Jake Cockerham to the 37-yard line. He's only about 2 yards away from a first down.
Yeah, another good run by Jake right there. I imagine he's running with a little bit more anger, thinking, hey, I'd like to get onto the positive yardage today.
That's right. No flag, so that's good.
That's a plus for him. He's thanking everybody right now.
Going to put it at the 36-yard line. It'll be second down and 3 for the Texans now. Again, Weeks under center. And again, it will be Cockerham, 40, first down and more. To the 45, stretches forward to the 46. Move the chains again.
Two good runs by Jake. Really almost the same play off to the right-hand side right there, that power play onto the right. We're going to get a timeout by Bandera right here. And good runs right there by Jake, back-to-back.
Bandera takes a timeout. We'll take it with him. 13-7 our score, Wimberley over Bandera. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from Communicare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org. Everyone at Communicare wishes all the best to the Texans on a great season.
Support for tonight's Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, offering comprehensive cardiovascular care from diagnostic services to open heart surgery for the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
First down and 10. Texans have it at their own 46-yard line. 9:28 left to play in the second quarter. Texans leading it. Bandera 13-7. Weeks under center. He'll give it to Jake Cockerham to the 50. Move inside to the 45. First down and more, and he's hit and falls forward to about the 43-yard line for another first down. Tough running by Jake Cockerham. He took some hits.
Yeah, he's picking up some chunks tonight, too. We've seen him. We've seen several of them call back, but we've seen some good runs, and he's pumping those legs for sure this evening.
One thing about Doug Warren, Jared, when he sees a play that works, he's liable to run it a half dozen times in a row. He's run the same play three or four times in a row.
He does. He definitely has. If it's not broke, don't fix it.
I guess not. First down and 10 for the Texans again at the Bandera 43-yard line. Here's Cockerham again up the middle, 45. He's got the 40, 35, and finally corralled there at the 35-yard line is Cockerham, another 8 yards.
Yeah, good. Really ended up almost being the same play, just out of a different formation right there, just the power to the right-hand side, and still gains 8 yards out of it. So just continuing. I imagine, yeah, here we go. We're going to see Jake come off. We're going to see Guy Kipros. Jake's been running hard in the last couple plays. We're get a change right here.
Cockerham getting some high fives on the far sideline. The best thing about Jake, he's only a sophomore.
That's right. The young man got a bright future in front of him.
No doubt.
Game of football for sure.
Second down and 8. Kipras now the running back in the backfield along with Moss Carruthers. Kipras is going to get it. Right side, 30, 25. Look out, he might go. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Guy Kipras, 35 yards.
Great run by Guy right there. Starts stretching out to the right-hand side, plants that right foot, goes, drives it through it, and drives right through the defensive backfield of the Bandera Bulldogs and just all the way towards the pylon on the right-hand side.
And you got to know, Cockerham probably had 40 yards rushing on that drive, and then he comes out for one play. His backup gets the touchdown.
I'm going to imagine that nice. Jake's over there kind of getting some air and some water. He probably didn't even see that play, I would imagine.
Here's Curtis Bingle now. Come on and try to add the extra point. The kick is up, and it's good. 8:01 left to play in the first half. Our score, Texans 20 and Bandera 7. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888. Manager John Caldwell and his entire team wish the Tigers a great season.
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberly Ace Hardware, featuring Wimberly Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberlyAce.com.
Jack Cole now going to kick things off for the Texans, who lead it 20-7 after the 35-yard Guy Kipris touchdown. Cole now with the kickoff.
Fair catch signaled by the Bulldogs.
And the fair catch caught near the far sideline at about the 30-yard line. And that's where Bandera will take over. Took a little bit tonight, Jared, but it looks like the Texans have their offense, in particular their running game, rolling pretty good right now.
Yeah, and I think we both, going into it, obviously we planned on a heavy dose of the run game this evening, and they've really kind of started figuring it out, started making some big runs, to be honest.
Adams, the quarterback. He will take the snap, and it looked like he almost lost it, and he's trying to scramble his way forward, and he gets swarmed under near the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, a good job by Adams right there. He kind of fumbled that snap a little bit and looked like he was destined to lose about 2 or 3 yards, but kind of snuck between a couple Wimberly defenders and ended up getting back to the line of scrimmage, maybe even a half-yard gain.
So ball officially at the 31-yard line. It'll be second down and 9 now for the Bandera offense. Adams again with an empty backfield. One thing about it, the Texans can just put their ears back and rush the passer when that's the case. Now it looks like Terrence Harvey comes back and steps to his right, and Harvey now is going to get it. Nope, Adams fakes the handoff, keeps it himself. He's going to be swarmed under, though, a loss of a 2 back to the 29-yard line.
Yeah, and the Wimberly Texans, this is exactly what you just said. They're pinning their ears back, and they're coming after him right there. Trey Manning ends up on the tackle off to the left-hand side, and they're just, like you said, they're just they're geared up, they're ready to go, and they're in full-out assault mode right now.
Texans with a big time. They got big Lucas Snow up there playing defensive tackle, and that's a big-time size advantage for the Texans right in the middle of that interior line. Third down and 10 now. Adams back to throw, looking. Pressure, a lot of pressure. They've got a flag that's going to be thrown. It's going to be a face mask as Adams breaks three. A free, nice run. Travis gets it out to the 38-yard line. And again, we're going to have a face mask flag in the backfield. It's pretty obvious, wasn't it, Jerry?
Yeah, he got up in the headgear for sure. That's going to be a first down.
So that'll give Bandera the first down. That's too bad for the Texans defense. It was inadvertent. He didn't mean to, but got a digit in there.
Yeah, anytime you get that, especially when you see that head turn, you get those hands in there and you see that head turn, it's going to be a personal foul every time.
They're going to mark it down to the Wimberly 47-yard line. Texans will get, the Bulldogs will get a new set of downs with 6:20 left to play in the first half. Adams will turn, gives it to Bess up the middle. He's popped at the line of scrimmage, but is able to power his way forward for 2 to the 45-yard line. And they're going to give him the 44. Be second down and 7 now for Bandera.
They got the old left foot spot on that one.
Left foot, right foot.
That's right.
Ball is at the Texans 44. Bandera will get the ball to start the second half. Bulldogs won the toss. The wind continues to blow in the Bulldogs' face now in this drive. Adams gives it to Bess again, right up the middle. Bess carries a few players near the first down. I'm not sure if he got it yet. He's close, inside the 40.
Yeah, they're going to call him about a half yard short, but good run by there by Bess, and the Texans defense had a chance to get him right there. He really yard 2 yards deep, and he just kind of put his nose down. So, you know, this is a you're down here on the Wimberley side of the field, third and one. We've seen Wimberley dial up a lot of pressure on these third downs, so I look forward to I look for them to do the exact same thing here, try to maybe get Bess stopped in the backfield.
Looks like a little less than a yard. I think you're right. Why not give it to Bess? He's certainly been effective the last couple of times he's gotten it, and he's going to get it again. Texans were ready for it. I'm not sure if he got enough forward progress for it or not. This near lines judge, I think, gave him enough yardage to make it, though. They're going to spot it just inside the 38-yard line. I think that's going to be enough.
Will it be our first measurement of the year?
Probably not.
It will be.
They are going to measure it. How about that? Hey, keep in mind, folks, if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, please give our office a call at 512-965-9969. 512-965-9969. Jared's lovely wife, Jennifer, always gets a copy of our broadcast so she can hear her husband's voice throughout the week.
Yeah, they decided this evening, her brother Robert came into town, and so they decided
all
this
right.
evening that they were going to go eat at one of our sponsors here, Hayes City Store.
Little
extra shout-out to them. But so she texts me earlier and tells me that she saved me some buffalo chicken and mashed potatoes.
That is great.
I got to tell you, at about 1 this morning, whenever I get home, that's probably going to be
pretty
good.
Down. That'll be good for your digestive system,
yes.
Jared, to pound some chicken wings at about 1 a.m.
Yes.
Meanwhile, they're short of the first down by 4.5 inches. I measured it, and it's about 4.5 inches. They are so close. And they'll go ahead and go for this now at the Texans' 38-yard line, 37.5.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get much more out of a punt at this point. They punted earlier from about this spot, but obviously it was 12, 13 to go on fourth down. This time it's only... 4.5 inches? Would you see 3 chain links over there?
4.5, yep. That's it.
You got good eyes.
Adams under center now. Fourth down. He's going to take it himself. Quarterback sneak. He has enough to move those chains as he gets it down close to the 36-yard line.
Yeah, and a good play right there. We used to call it going on goose. You just put your hands under
goose
him, kind of
center.
Lift him up and say, give me the ball. I'm ready to go.
So you get your hands under there and you kind of lift
him
up.
That's it. That's it. You lift him up. When you lift it, he snaps.
I don't think I'd have wanted to be a center. I don't know. That's just my personal.
Well, it always gave preference. The center a reason to just whack the guy right in front of him because nobody knew anything that was going on except 2 people.
Yeah, that's it. Best now will get it up the middle. He's got a little running room, but it's quickly shut down after a pickup of 2 or 3 yards to the 33-yard line.
Yeah, he's had some tough running in this drive for sure. Wimberley's laid some pretty good hits on him. Moss Carruthers and Davin Masur kind of combined right there for a couple. Rutherford was in there as well, so it's a pretty tough running for Bess right now.
No doubt. Terrence Harvey now is in the backfield with Adams. Second down and 7. Harvey will get it. Nope, Adams faked the handoff, and he's going to be wiped out in the backfield. Lost a yard. It'll be 3rd and 9 now. What do you call that play? A goose?
Yeah, the goose.
Tell the center the goose.
That's right. The old goose play. See? See?
Underneath the
deal. We're in the press box. We're getting some head shakes. Everybody knows the goose play. Come on now.
I should know that.
You end up just pushing the center with you.
3rd down and 9. Bandera now facing the 3rd and 9 at the Wimberley 35-yard line. Adams looking right, throwing it over the middle. It's caught. Near the first down, he threw it out there to Ben Shackelford. Big target at 6'2", 180.
Yeah, and this is the first time we're going to call Mr. Sean Rayburn's name. We're glad to have him back in the lineup this week. He was off out last week for an injury, and he's back there in that defensive backfield just roaming around again. So glad to have him back. They can be up 4th and 1 right here for the Bandera Bulldogs.
Yeah, it's going to be a long yard. Ball is placed down at the 27.5. Play clock is at 12. I believe Bandera has two timeouts remaining as Adams fiddling with his shoe or his sock or something. Now the play clock is at 3. They're probably going to take a timeout here. I guess he's just waiting to take the time and milk the clock a little bit. We'll take a timeout with them. Wimberley 20, Bandera 7. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan Football comes from Blanco National Bank, offering banking services including checking, savings, mortgage, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Online at blancobank.com. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender.
Our score. Wimberley with the lead. Bandera moving the football at the Wimberley 27.5-yard line. Bulldogs now face a fourth down and one, though. Big, big play here. Adams and his offense back on the field. Looks like Dylan Bess behind Adams in the backfield. Adams shotgun. Fourth down and one. Adams has it, turns, gives it to Bess. He's got the first down. Powers his way inside the 25 and down to the 22-yard line is Dylan Bess. First down Bulldogs.
And he, again, he's some tough sledding for Bess. He took a couple big hits right there, but ends up getting enough for the first down for the Bulldogs.
He's listed at 5'10". He looks a little taller than that to me from up here. Maybe not.
He's running taller than that, I can promise you.
He does have kind of an upright running style, doesn't he?
He does.
Ball at the 22 now. Bess will get it again, trying to go to the right side, and he's going to be popped at the line of scrimmage. May have picked up a yard, though, second down and 9. Pardon me. Clock is at 1:45. Bulldogs have one timeout remaining in this first half, so they're going to have to keep an eye on the clock. Again, Bandera gets the ball first in the second half, too, Jared. So if they can score here, certainly would behoove them. Second down and 9. Ball at the 21. Bass with a handoff right up the middle. Powers forward to the 18. Be third down now and 6.
And they're just really chipping away right there. Wimberley's done a good job these last two, couple plays, really kind of bottling him up a little bit, and ends up with a third and long right here. So, you know, they've been taking all four plays, though. So they've 3 1/3 yard every time, three plays, and you got a first down. Texans step up right here, got a chance to stop them.
They're going to huddle up now and break the huddle. 53 seconds left to play in the first half, and the clock is moving. Third down and 6 now for Bandera. Best to the left of Adams. Adams going to take it, running left. He's going to take it himself, but he's going to be wiped out. Lost a couple of yards, and now the Bulldogs will face another fourth down here, Jared, with 34 seconds remaining. Let's see if Wimberley took this timeout. Yeah, Wimberley took the timeout. We'll take it with them as well. Our score, Wimberley 20-7 over Bandera. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Hayes City Store in Driftwood, offering Southern-style cuisine, burgers, and Sunday brunch. Hayes City Store is located 9 miles east of Wimberley at the corner of FM 150 and 3237. More information, including hours of operation and live music schedule, online at HayesCityStoreTX.com.
Bandera faces a fourth down and 9 now at the Texans' 21-yard line. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you. Texans leading it 20-7, but the Bulldogs trying to keep their drive alive with 34 seconds remaining in the second half. First half, check that.
Seems like the second half, though.
It does. Here we go. Fourth down and 9 now. Bandera with the ball. Adams looking, and throwing left side screen pass to the 20 and brought down right there at the 20-yard line by Jake Cockerham is the receiver. Texans will take over with 28 seconds remaining. Texans have two timeouts remaining here, Jared. Not sure how fancy they're going to get. They'll have the wind at their back if they want to do something and throw the ball up in the air a little bit.
Well, they've had a little bit of a success tonight. We've seen a couple to Gavin, one to Colby. Obviously, Gavin, you know, dropped one, caught one. Colby took one for 50, 60 yards that ended up coming back on a penalty. So they've had some success down the field. It looks like we're going to have trips left right here. And we'll see what Coach Warren dials up.
Crowder and Martinez are left side. They're going to try to set up the screen pass, and he just kind of threw that away. I don't know what that was.
Yeah, he ended up seeing the Bandera Bulldogs were coming at him pretty hard right there. Jake Cockerham was on the inside screen for the running back. Just not a good play. JoJo probably made a pretty good play right there, just dumping it off, not taking a sack.
Just kind of threw it at his feet, it looked like.
Yep.
24 seconds remaining now. Second down and 10. Again, Martinez and Crowder split out wide to the left. Stover is inside. Weeks will take it, and he's going to try to throw it right side. He does. It's caught on the far sideline. Look out, 30. And pushed out of bounds on that far sideline, I believe, is Wyatt Mann. He'll have a first down. And
yeah.
The clock will stop with 18 seconds left.
Yeah, good play. Got out of bounds. Stopped the clock right there as well, 40-yard line. And big chunks is what you need right here with 18 seconds left. You, like you said, you still got two timeouts. Still a chance to make something happen.
And with that wind at your back, you would have to say that would add 5 or 10 yards to whatever your field goal range is. Texans don't have a booming field goal kicker by any means, but keep that in the back of your mind. Back to throw. JoJo Weeks looking long. Now he's going to flip it over the middle to Stover, in and out of his hand and picked off. Nope, dropped.
No, we're going to get a
helmet
to helmet
secondary.
Personal foul when the safety came across and ended up hitting Cade, and looked like he maybe ended up a little bit high. Stover kind of shaking his head a little bit, but had a chance to catch that. Stover did. Just kind of went through his hands. Safety wasn't quite sure if he caught it or not, so went ahead and went through with the hit.
I thought it was almost intercepted, too. It looked like he had it in both of his hands. See what the call is here. Meanwhile, the clock is at 12 seconds remaining. Texans now could be pretty deep in Bandera territory.
Personal foul.
Yep. The personal foul, Bandera. They're putting it at the Bandera 45-yard line here with 12 seconds left. Texans have two timeouts. See if the Texans can get something here. At some point, they're going to have to go way up top here, Jared. This might be the time. Back to throw. Weeks looking left, looking right now. Long right. Receiver near the end zone. It's Wyatt Mann. And it's incomplete near the goal line. JoJo threw that about 50 yards.
Yeah, that one, he got the arm behind that one. I've seen him. He's a good baseball player as well. I've seen him throw the ball pretty well, but that one in the air threw about 50, 52. So he can definitely make it down to the end zone here on a good throw. So we may see some sort of a Hail Mary off to the big side of the field right here.
5 seconds left. See if the Texans can work some magic here. Bandera secondary is playing deep, to say the very least. Weeks, back to throw. Steps up, throws it from his 50. Down near the goal line, it's caught. Did he catch it? He caught it into the end zone for a touchdown. Wyatt Mann, how about that? No flags, 45 yards. Hail Mary, no time left on the clock.
Well, I don't know if you consider that one a Hail Mary. He goes.
There's only one receiver.
Yeah, JoJo goes away from the side with three receivers and throws the same pass play back to back, both to Wyatt Mann down that right-hand side. Ends up this one getting snuck in between the defenders right there for a touchdown. So a kind of throw it up there and see what happens. Wyatt comes down with the ball, score.
Bingle now. Come on, try to tack on the extra point. And they faked it. They're going to fake it and throw it into the end zone, and it works. In that end zone, is that man over there that caught it?
I don't know if he caught it. I can't see from here.
It's going to be incomplete. It'd be nice if you could see the football.
Yeah.
Two-point conversion fails, but Texans get a touchdown with no time on the clock. Our score at halftime, Wimberley 26, Bandera 7. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberly Texan sports broadcasts comes from Cypress Creek Cafe on the square in Wimberly, serving lunch and dinner every day with breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, as well as local live music each weekend starting on Friday night. Information, menu, and full live music calendar at cypresscreekcafe.com.
And by A Studio Z Copy and Print, a full-service printer specializing in custom and digital print jobs, website hosting, and logo creation for residents in Wimberly, Texas, located at the intersection of Ranch Roads 2325 and 12. More information at astudioz.com and by phone at 512-847-3532.